こんにちは、ひのこです。映画のイングリッシュ、この番組では映画やドラマを楽しみながらおしゃべりをしています。お気に入りの作品を見つけて英語学習に役立ててくださいね。お送りするのは私、きのこと映画大好きなマイクです。
Hello, hello, hello. And、yes, we are a day late this week, but well, Kinoko is in the middle of movingwhich is always a lot of work, and I just spent the week out in Okinawa. Watching my beloved Hiroshima carp kick butt. Actually, we went to one game, and we went and we saw them play against the Yakult Swallows.
I can't imagine how to watch the camping, baseball camping.
Oh, the baseball camp. Spring camp. Yeah. Well, actually, like, each team has their own kind of like little complex that they visit when they're in Okinawa. And the first game that we went to, it was against the Yakult Swallows. And it was the Yakult Swallows camp area. So we just went and they just had a game that you just go and you just watch it, and it's like a regular baseball game. And then I think it was like on Monday, we went to the Hiroshima Carps camp. And they played against the Kia Tigers, which is a South Korean baseball team.
Kia ってあの車の?
Yeah.And both games, the carp just kicked the butt out of both teams. But since we were at the carp's home area, you know, you could like run around the complex and be like, oh, you know, the pitchers are down at the field practicing and they're running around the track, or you could go to the batting cages and watch.
Wow, 楽しそうだね.
Yeah, because...Sitting in the stadium, we were sitting there, and like we looked to our left, and it was Kita Beppu, who used to be a former pitcher and now is a commentator on the local stations. And like, oh, there's another commentator, and there's another commentator.
Ah, 面白そう.
Yeah, and walking around, you're just walking, and like a person would walk by you, and you look, and it's like, oh, that was Ishihara, the catcher.
そうなんだね。So there must be some sport journalist or someone like that.
Sitting like directly behind us, like two seats to my left in the row right behind us were reporters for the Chugoku Shimbun. And sitting like one row, like the alley over, was a former pitcher, Yokoyama.Who also does commentary for the local stations.
Oh, you can recognize them.
Yeah.
Oh, so nice.
I mean, I went to, I was at Yokoyama's retirement ceremony like 2 years ago when he retired.
Ah, so, so, ka, so, ka. So, yo, yoko karun da ne. Oh, can you watch them free?
The Carps game was free.
Oh, so. Yeah. Hey, 贅沢だね。いいね。
I mean, you have to.Pay to go to Okinawa.
I know.
But we used the Airbnb, which was really nice because we were able to stay in, was it Omuromachi in Naha? Omuromachi is very nice. Lots of restaurants and very kind of busy area. So.
でもいわゆる観光地ではないの。Sightseeing area, isn't it a sightseeing area?
It is a big touristy area.
あ、そうなんだ、ね。
They have a lot of like duty free malls in that area and everything like that.
へえ。でも you stayed in Airbnb, so
yeah.
普通の家だったんでしょ。Apartment?
Was it apartment? Or... Yeah.
Was it good?
It was very nice. Just a small little apartment, but and at night, my wife and I, we watched Mozart in the Jungle.
So you did whatever you want.
Yeah.
In Okinawa.
Yeah. Ate a lot. Mm-hmm. And we would go back, just lie down, and oh, Mozart in the Jungle. This is such a good show. The first season is so good.
Ah, so that's yeah. You had a fun. Mm. So great time. Mm.
So how about you? How is everything going with the move and?
So that packing is not doesn't matter for now. But to select what is to be 何を捨てて何を残していくかっていう
throwing stuff away?
そう、throwing stuff away. So 今 choosing of the disc もうこれはいらないとか。And for my husband, he had a financial matter to sell this house contract and also to buy a new apartment contract and contract to the bank for loaning.
The mortgage.
Mortgage.
That's hard work.
I'm
sorry.
Oh, 大丈夫?
Yeah.
Are you alright?
Yeah, just the liquid went down the wrong way.
Oh.
Yeah. I was going to say that I feel very lucky that I'm a foreigner, so I don't have to do that.
それは全部 it's a work for your wife?
Yeah. I mean, I think even if I would became like really, really good at Japanese, even then, that kind of stuff, it's difficult for most native speakers to be able to do that. So for me, and I am a foreigner, so that makes it a lot more complicated to be able to, because we went to... Like last year, we went to go look at the mansions because they're building a bunch of new mansions in the Nakaku in Hiroshima. And every time we would go there, they'd be like, "Oh, does your husband have a permanent residency?" And they'd be like, "He needs to get a permanent residency. That'll make it a lot easier trying to get like a loan from the bank or a mortgage or something like that." So it's a little difficult.
Yeah. Your face? Like so.
I'm sad.
Okay. But anyway, the movie is exciting.
This week's movie.
Moving.
Oh, moving, sorry.
And also... So let's talk about the movie.
Oh, yes, the movie. And what is our movie this week?
Ja-jang. Today's movie is 12 Years a Slave. それでも夜は明ける。本日は2013年の映画、それでも夜は明ける。現代は今申し上げた通り、12 Years a Slave。バイオリニストとして家族と幸せな生活をしていた黒人。自由黒人であるソロモン・ノルサップが突然拉致され南部に揺られ奴隷として12年間過酷な日々を過ごしたという話が実話が元になっています。これは Netflix、Amazon Prime、Unext and DTV。
Yeah, those are the places I found you can stream it. And
this won Academy Award.
Yeah.
2013? とかそんな感じ。2、3年前の。そうだよね。そうだよね。
The movie was, 2013. It was released in November of 2013 in America. And it won 3 Oscars. Right, it was nominated for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 Oscars.
Wow.
But it won for the best movie, Lupita Nyong'o, who plays, was it Patsy?
Yeah.
Won for Best Supporting Actress. And it won for Best Writing Adapted Screenplay by John Ridley, who is also like involved with, I don't know if he's writing that. Is he writing that? Yeah, he's writing the new adaptation of Ben-Hur.
Ah, so nanda.
Yeah.
Ben-Hur movie. Good.
And I mean, this movie was just packed with a lot of great actors.
そうだよね。最初は you mentioned the first time you have mentioned about this movie, this is Benedict Cumberbatch and Brad Pitt movie って言ったから、だからその辺だけが有名なのかなと、有名っていうかまあいい役者なのかなと思ったけど、 of course the Solomon and Patsy and Epps. They are very, very Epps.
Michael Fassbender.
Yeah.
Amazing actor.
Yeah.
He's in the upcoming Steve Jobs movie that's going to be coming out soon.
Yes.
Yeah, and Sarah Paulson, who plays Epps' wife.
Ah. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
She was very scary. I mean, heartless. So heartless. Yeah, and she is going to be, Sarah Paulson is in, what is that, Carol.
Carol.
また
another Oscar movie? Oscar nominated
movie? Yeah, it's her and Kate Blanchett. Yeah. So really good actor. Yeah, and maybe some smaller names that people might not really know is Paul Giamatti.
Who?
He was one of the slave auctioneers, Freeman. Kind of a short guy.
Yeah,
the one who was selling the slaves and everything. Michael Kenneth Williams, who is another just amazing actor. But he was in it for a very short time. But he has like this big scar that like runs down the front of his face, right in his nose, from like his forehead down his nose and cheek. Yeah, and Chiwetel Ejiofor, if that's how you pronounce his name, who plays Solomon.
難しいね。Ejiofor.
Ejiofor.
Chiwetel
Ejiofor.
Chiwetel Ejiofor.
Yeah, he's Nigerian.
そうなのね。
Or his parents are Nigerian. He's English, actually.
So, what do you think about this movie?
I thought this was an amazing movie. I have to, compare it to like The Wolf of Wall Street, which we watched last time. And this movie, it connects to you on a very emotional level. Unlike The Wolf of Wall Street, I never made a connection with that movie, any kind of emotional connection.
Yeah.
This one, very quickly, you develop an emotional connection with the characters.
Yeah, me too. So datta, nanka mo. For me, it was too heavy to watch, to continue to watch.
Yeah.
だけど見てよかったなと思う。多分見ようという機会がなければ多分見なかった作品だと思うから、だからすごく見るのが辛かったけど、でも本当に見てよかったと思う。 If we have a chance to watch it, I will not to try to watch it, but we have a chance to for recording this program, so we try it and I tried it to watch it, and it was very, very nice for me. it was too heavy story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very, very heavy.
Very, very heavy torture and cane, using canes so much. Ah, もう本当に見るの嫌だったんだけど、それでも見た後すごく辛くなったけど、けども見てよかったなって。
Nah, I understand completely because watching this movie, one of the things that I was thinking is this movie has achieved something that a horror movie never could.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are some scenes that they are a little graphic, but nothing more graphic than you would see in a horror movie. But it's just the context of the situation, you know, seeing someone just beat another person, and that this is what actually happened. This happens all the time during that period. Makes it more disgusting. And also, being from the South myself, and growing up in the South, and knowing people that were very much like Epps. And they thought that way, and they talked that way.
In your generation, demo.
In my generation, yeah. In my parents' generation, I've known plenty of people who were very racist.
So nanda. That is a this story is very, very, very far 昔の話でしょ?
Yeah. Yeah, this takes place, what, in the 1840s? 1850s?
そういう、そのぐらいだよね。そうだね。
Yeah, and... But there are still...
48 book だもんね。But still Epps.
That kind of thinking.
Thinking.
Right? That kind of, you know, racism. There's still lots of races, and I've seen people do some like terrible things to other people because they were black or whatever. So it just, yeah, it hits me a little bit more than maybe other people because I can easily identify with that.
So you ことはさ、カンバーバッチみたいな人もいるってこと? You mean, the person like Ford, Mr. Ford.
Yeah, yes. He's a very interesting character because he was actually a preacher. And later in his life, I mean, we can kind of see it in the way that Cumberbatch portrays him, but he kind of does switch in... turns more into an abolitionist, which is to like abolish slavery. We're gonna call him abolitionist. So he kind of became an abolitionist. I think that, you know, like a lot of people during that time, I wouldn't say a lot of people, there were people in that time who owned slaves just out of the, I guess, the economic necessity of it. Not so much because they were, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to really get into the mentality or the thinking of the 1800s.
まあ、そうだよね。そうではあるけど。
Because we saw like when in the beginning of the movie, when Solomon was up north and, you know, he got along with everyone and, you know, like the store owner and, you know, they were friends and...
Yeah.
So it was very different, you know, the South where most people...
Yeah, だってさ、彼は、Northup was born in the North.
Yes.
And raised in the North. And he was born as a free.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so, sorry. Yeah, before that, then we're introducing, like, a new segment.
Oh, okay.
Let's do the new segment, which are some of these movies may be a little difficult
そうね。うんうんうん、
to understand.
で、そうそう。だから最初わからなかったのが、その同じ黒人でもそのノルサップが置かれていた状況と彼がまあ後ほど置かれる状況というのが全然違うから、それはどういうことなんだろうと思ったのね。He was born as a free African American person,、mm-hmm. but suddenly he was treated as a slave to, and he was sent to the southern part,、mm-hmm. and he had to do many.なんだけど、でもそこ can you explain about it in a detail?
Yeah. So first, slavery.、
Mm.
There were two types of slaves at this time.、
Mm-hmm.
We had slaves, like、mm-hmm. Solomon became.、
Mm-hmm.
And then you had indentured servitude.、Mm. Indentured servitude.
Indentured servitude.
Yes, servitude means like to serve.
To serve.
Yeah, indentured、mm. is like indebted, kind of.
In debt.、
Mm. So、mm-hmm. to have debt.、
Mm-hmm.
And we saw like when near the, kind of near the end on Epps' plantation, we、mm-hmm. see the white slave.、
Mm-hmm.
So he was just, he had debt.、
Mm-hmm.
So he sold himself.To、mm. pay off his debt.、
Mm-hmm.
And he would have to work to, you know, earn back that money.、
Mm-hmm.
And once he earned enough money, then he would be free.、
Mm-hmm.
And this was a very common practice. A、mm-hmm. lot of poor Europeaners did this to be able to travel to the Americas. They、mm-hmm. would enter in indentured servitude,、
mm-hmm.
go to America, work 5, maybe 10 years or something,And then they would be free and they could go and、mm-hmm. get a regular job.、
Mm-hmm.
But that was just a type of service that you did.、
Mm-hmm.
It was a job.、Mm-hmm. You didn't、yeah. really make any money or anything, but you were just paying off your debt. For Solomon, who was black, you know, he was、mm-hmm. a slave, which、mm-hmm. meant that he was property.
Property.
Property.、Mm-hmm. Like, you know, your computer.
Mm-hmm.
Or you know, your clothes or whatever.、
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't considered a person.、
Mm-hmm.
He was considered property.、
Mm-hmm.
Now, there were lots of different circumstances for a black person to be considered a free、
mm-hmm.
black.、
Mm-hmm.
And that was the master or the owner、
mm-hmm.
could set him free.、
Mm-hmm.
Or、mm-hmm. if...A mixed baby、
mm-hmm.
was born,、
uh-huh.
then they were considered free.
Ah, so なんだね。
And, but at the same time, they had to carry papers with them.、
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise,、
mm-hmm.
they would be considered a slave. If they just saw you like, oh, you're a slave. Like, no, I have、mm-hmm. my papers. See, I'm a free person.
Ah, そういうなんか証拠になる to prove him or herself as a free、mm-hmm. っていうその paper が
yeah so、mm-hmm. I mean like we saw in the beginning he was up、mm-hmm. north in New York and he was just walking、mm-hmm. around and that was fine、mm-hmm. but、
yeah.
he went down to DC、
mm-hmm.
which is very much kind of in the south down there on Virginia
yes yes
and they didn't really like lead up to it too much but、mm-hmm. after he was kidnappedThey're like, well, where are your papers? Where are your papers?
Mm-hmm. And then, why he was kidnapped?
Money.
For money.
He was kidnapped for money.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was sold. Mm-hmm. These two people just kidnapped him and they sold him.
Yeah, two white people、mm-hmm. kidnapped him for money.
Yeah. Because、mm-hmm. they could sell him to the slavers.
Mm-hmm.
Someone who would auction him off.I mean, we saw the same thing, like, when he was in D.C. and he was in, like, the cell,、
mm.
and there was the little boy,、
mm-hmm.
and, you know, the mother comes with her daughter, and they're like, oh yeah, that's my boy, and you know, we're free or whatever, and they're like, yeah, who cares, get in there, and they kidnap them too, and yeah, and so it's like, I mean, I'm not comparing it, but I have like my gaijin card. Which says that, you know, I'm allowed to live in Japan. I don't have to carry my passport and everything like that. And so people of color, especially blacks, if you were free, you had to have that paper, especially in the South.
Yeah.
Because otherwise they would consider you to be a runaway slave.
Ah, なるほどね.
Which means that you just ran away from the plantation. And if they caught you, then they would either, you know, sell you back into slavery, or the scene where Solomon has to run to the general store, and he comes across the lynching.
Yeah, yeah.
Which was a very common...
For punishment or something?
Yeah. Which happened until the, like, 1930s. It was still a very common thing. It's like, I was looking through, and it was somewhere in Indiana, and there are these three black kids who were kids, really kids, and they were accused of breaking into a house and robbing the house. Just a mob, a lynch mob, went to the jail, dragged the kids out of the jail, and just hung them on from a tree. Yeah. Lynching. It's the people, you know, taking justice into their own hands and doing whatever they want. So, yeah, that's, you know, free blacks versus, you know, slaves and runaway slaves, indentured servitude.
Okay, thank you.
Any questions?
So da na. I don't know about the relationship between apes and other white person, and the Solomon went to that person's house to play the fiddle. Who was a friend?
Not so much a friend. So that was another plantation owner.
Yeah, そんな感じだよね.
And I don't think Epps didn't really like him. And I think Epps didn't really like him because he, I don't know if he married, but he was in a relationship with one of his former slaves. And because I think Patsy liked going over to their plantation. So he didn't. I mean, Epps was just a messed up person.
Ah, so good. It's not my question. It's not my question, but it's my 感想で。すごく印象的だったのが、そうだよ。そう、one big question. Who is, Brad Pitt?
Brad Pitt?
Why he worked in an Epps plantation to build some houses or cottage or something?
Yeah, he was a carpenter.
Carpenter.
He was a carpenter. And he was just traveling around America working.
So you got that. He came from Canada.
Yeah. And he was an abolitionist. Which is probably why he was kind of in the South working, is because he was an abolitionist.
Okay. そう。でさ、もうすごく印象的だったのが、一番最後のね、ソロモンがフリーになるちょっと前に、画面の中でずっと彼の顔だけがあって、こう、 右から左の方にずっとこう眺めていくっていうあの時間がすごく印象的だった。Do you remember the scene?、just before he was free,、
mm-hmm.
he was waiting for、some news from、Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Yeah. And、in the screen, he was alone and he...watched or gazing something or nothing, but his eyes, just his eyes moved from right to left. It was so impressive.
Yeah.
すごくあそこでとても長い時間を時間が経って彼がずっとこうあのブラッド・ピットの知らせを待っているっていう時間を表してるのかなと思ってその時のこう静かなシーンなんだけどそこに彼の内に秘めるこう不安とか期待とかがあるのかなって思ってすごく印象的だった
That's good acting and good directing
うんうんだよねだからさなんか多分だけど何があったかってわからないわけじゃん。What happened to him? Why he was freed? It did not be explained so much in detail.
He was freed because he was a free man.
Yeah, and he was proved as a free man.
Yeah. You know, Brad Pitt, character Bass, wrote.To his friends, and his friends were like, oh, that's where he is. So they went down with his papers saying that this is a free man. And you have to let him go. He is a free man. What this is illegal. So the sheriff was like, hey, he's a free man. He's gone.
っていうのがあったのね、それだね。だけどそこね、全部多分、でもそういうのって全部一つ一つ丁寧には描かれないでもそういうことがあったんだなっていうのを考えさせられるんだね、じゃあ。
Yeah. And it was very, very rare that happened.、That someone who was a free man and was kidnapped. Because a lot、of people were kidnapped and sold into slavery. But it was very rare、that someone was able to prove、that they were free. I mean, everyone knew that this was happening,、but no one could do anything.Unless there was the proof, and so he was very lucky.
Yeah, and plus, in a explanation in the end of the movie, there's some teropu が流れてさ、
the text.
Yeah, text. Then, but even so, nobody was not be punished. It was so sad story.
Yeah, him vanishing again.
Ironic.
Some people, people think that he was kidnapped again and sold back into slavery. Some people say that he was too old by then, but... there is one more thing that I would like to talk about.
Yeah.
And that is the singing. When the slaves are singing...
Yes, during their work.
During the work and like at the kind of like the funeral service and everything like that. A lot of the times we call those spirituals.
Spirituals.
So, you know, of the spirit. And they were all, most of them were based on Bible stories. Because as we saw like numerous times,Slaves were not allowed to be able to read and write. So to teach everyone about the Bible, they developed these songs, which I personally think is what developed into gospel music.
Yeah, I think so.
And later on, when we start to get into the time of Solomon...There was the Underground Railroad. Have you ever heard of the Underground Railroad?
No,
with like, I think maybe the most famous person would be Harriet Tubman, who was kind of a member of the Underground Railroad. I think someone like Bass, mm-hmm. Brad Pitt's character, was probably also kind of involved in the Underground Railroad. Mm-hmm. And the Underground Railroad was just a network of people and places to try and help slaves run away.
I see.
Because if they could get away from their masters and like get up north, if they could go up to New York, or if they could go up to like Chicago or something like that, then the issue wasn't, I mean, there was no slavery really there. Mm-hmm. People might kidnap, like we saw with Solomon, but you were treated as a free person. You didn't have to really show your papers, like, oh, see, I'm a free person, or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So there was this network, the Underground Railroad, to, you know, try and help slaves. And there has always been this belief that the spirituals were also used, because they would sing them at night, were also used to, like, help mm-hmm. the runaway slaves, like, find their way up north and mm-hmm. or find their way to someplace safe.
So.
Yeah, so a lot of meaning, deep meaning to even just those songs and kind of the historical significance of a song while working.
Yeah. Mm. So.
But yeah, a heavy movie.
Yes. なんかね, so before watching, ichione I search in the Wikipedia about this movie, and it seems so heavy, and actually, just starting the movie, there is so many heavy scenes, so I'm not confident. I was not confident to finish to watch this movie.
Oh yeah, there were a couple of times.
So だね.
I had to pause.
1回か3回。そう。I had to have a pause.
Mm-hmm.
ああ、またこれ続き見るのかって思いながら見たけど、見てよかったなと思ったよ。
But I will say that I think the ending was a great, like, release, the emotional release when you see the ending and he reconnects with his family.
Yeah.
And you're just like, in tears.
Yeah. So. The happy ending na hazu nan da kedo, demo, hora, but he was so lucky. Lucky. It's a very, very rare and lucky one person. But still, like other slaves, like other slaves in the plantation of Epps, like Patty or some many slaves, there are still many African American people who were beat or lynched.
Yeah.
それを考えると, for him, he was happy and lucky, but だけども completely happy ではなかった。
No, and that's the thing. It was a happy ending, but there was still a deep sadness there.
So.
And I kind of feel like we saw his character. We saw Solomon, you know, struggling with trying to survive.
Yeah.
And trying to stay strong. Mm-hmm. But I kind of think that at the end he was kind of broken.
Mm-hmm.
Despite, you know, wanting to reconnect with his family and wanting to be free.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like he was kind of accepting of the situation he was in. Mm-hmm. And he was, I'm a slave and I'm going to be a slave. And I don't know, maybe, even returning back, he still had that kind of feeling about him.
Yeah. So.
I mean, who apologizes for being kidnapped?
No one でしょ?
Except he was. So it's just...
Yeah, so thank you for choosing this movie.
Ooh. No, it was really good.
Yeah.
I was surprised, especially after Wolf of Wall Street. I was a little surprised. It was that good.
Yeah.
All right, so then next week, what are we doing next week?
Next week is The Butler.
Yeah.
The Japanese name is 大統領の執事の涙。So, 大統領の執事の涙。
Yeah. And this has Forrest Whitaker and David Oyelowo.
Yeah.
Two really good actors. And a little appearance by Mariah Carey. The lady who also always has to be kind of like lying down, sitting up, lying down kind of thing whenever she's on TV. Yeah, I watched like on a, sorry about this, but watching a morning show and Mariah Carey was in Japan and they interviewed her. And like on the next day, they were talking about Mariah Carey. And they're saying like she, for her, she has to have like this like sofa. So when she sits down, but you know, like her legs are like sticking out to the side where she's like kind of lying down and she's sitting there with her arm on the armrest like this kind of thing because it's like sexy, I guess. And every time you see her on TV, that's how she's sitting.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. That has nothing to do with The Butler.
Yeah. ね、来週お届けするのは、The Butler 大統領の執事の涙です。
Alrighty.
Thank you very much and good night, everybody. Good night. Wait a minute, boy. Where are you going? I sang my number. I gave the show a little class. Now I'm off.
それでは本日はこの辺でお開きです。お聞きいただきありがとうございました。番組ウェブサイトは映画の english.com メールは mike@映画の english.com きのこ @映画の english.com です、次週もどうぞよろしくお願いいたします
Yeah, and if you have any questions about 12 years a slave それでもよが明ける
yeah.
or the butler
yeah
大統領の辻の涙 then please email us that's mike@egonoenglish or kinoko@egonoenglish and we will answer your questions as best we can to try and help you understand what is happening yep until then have a nice day